A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Pesachim Tesvav, Pesachim 15, pagination page 29. We'll begin with a quick overview of the Mishnah that we encountered previously on Daf Yudalit Amad Aleph 14a. The Mishnah over there was telling us that there is a concept of guarding teruma from becoming tameh, as Rashi told us over there, as mishmeres terumosai, based on the pasuk that you have to guard teruma. However, if something is already some level of tuma or has been negated, it's not able to be eaten, then it might be permitted to allow this item that is anyway forbidden to touch something that is of a greater level of tuma and will increase the tuma of the item being discussed. Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim presented that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash did not refrain from burning a certain type of meat that was on a certain level of tuma, which we need to identify that level of tuma. But whatever level of tuma we're dealing with, they did not refrain from burning it together with something that was of a greater level of tuma and was going to increase the tuma level of the item being discussed. Rabbi Akiva also contributed to the Mishnah in discussing a lamp that was tameh and would be mitameh oil that was used in it. It would increase its level of tuma. And Rabbi Akiva says, increasing its level of tuma, now that it's already tameh, referring to the oil, so increasing its level of tuma doesn't faze us. And then we had the critical part which we want to discuss. Rabbi Meir said that from these words, we realize that on Erev Pesach, when Chametz Teruma has become forbidden, you would be allowed to burn it together with Teruma that is Tameh. Because now that the Teruma, which is Tahar, has become forbidden because of Chametz, even though it never became tameh, but it's forbidden anyway because of chametz. So there's nothing wrong with allowing it to become in contact with tameh and becoming forbidden for an additional reason. It's already forbidden anyway. Amar Rabbi Yossi responded over there, Eino hi amida, it is not a valid comparison. And what we want to do is understand what is this machlokas of Rav Meir and Rav Yossi based on? Why would one accept the principle of Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim to be applying to the rules of Pesach? And why Rav Yossi would reject that? In a nutshell, just to give the foreshadowing, the question is whether Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim's case was a case where the item in question was Tamei Mida Oraisa, and we're just increasing its level of Tuma, or Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim was even talking when the Tuma of the item in question was Derabbanan Rabbinic, and he's allowing even to take something of a Rabbinic level of Tuma, because bottom line, you're not allowed to eat it, and burn it coming in contact with something de oraisa that will increase its level of tuma. Not just that it's increasing it, it's changing it from being merely a derabbanan into a de oraisa. If the case of Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim was a case of de oraisa only, then there's no proof to the case of Pesach, where we are already burning the teruma, that's chametz, at a time when it's only forbidden midrabbanan, and you're increasing it from a derabbanan prohibition to a de'oraisa prohibition, and you were supposed to guard the teruma as far as the De'oraisa went, and you would not be allowed to do it. However, if we understand Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim was referring to an allowance to burn something that's Tamei Midrabanon with something that's Tamei Midoraisa, so then it seems to follow that the prohibition of Chametz Midrabanon would have the same status. Once it's prohibited in practical halacha, you would be permitted to make it more Tamei, more forbidden, even though it's going from a Derabanan to De'oraisa, because according to this understanding, that's exactly what Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim was allowing. Let's begin our discussion inside on Amud Beis of Daf Yud Daled, that's 14b towards the bottom, pagination page 28, starting from about 8 lines from the bottom. The end of a line. Midivreihem deman. When Reb Meir said, from their words you can learn that when you're burning the chametz of Pesach in the sixth hour, you're allowed to let teruma tahora and teruma temeya touch. From their words, you know this. Ileima midivrei Reb Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. If you're going to tell me that it's from the words of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, midami, it's not really comparable, the Gemara says in its initial reaction. Hasam tamei v'tamei, Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim was talking about two things that are tamei, two types of meat. One is tamei in a lesser way, one is tamei in a greater way, and he's allowing them to touch. Hacha tahar v'tamei, but over here the truma is tahar, and the truma is tamei, and you're allowing them to touch as you're burning them before Pesach. Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim never allowed that. Drop down to 3 lines from the bottom, middle of the line. Neima kasava Rab Meir, let us say that Rab Meir's logic was as follows. Masnisin ba'av ha-tuma de'oraisa. Our Mishnah is dealing with that the greater tuma was a tuma de'oraisa. Uvalada tuma, and the lesser tuma was a case of a drabanan, something that's only prohibited in tuma midrabanan. To midoraisa tahar ma'alya, and midoraisa it's totally tahar, and that's why it's a good comparison to the case of Pesach, because there too the truma that's tahar is only forbidden at this moment midrabanan because of the laws of Pesach. Umaymi divrehem onto today's daf. Which words is Reb Meir basing his words on? Midivre Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, on the words of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, who taught us that you are allowed to mix something that's Tamei Midrabanan with something that's Tamei Midoraisa. Let's turn over to the second side. Tesvava Midbeis 15b, pagination 30, and approximately a third of the way down on the page, in the beginning of the line, the words are Muat Lo Chashashu, and then we continue. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Asi, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said, Machlokes Bishesh. The Machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, whether you can compare to Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim and allow you to burn the Truma Tahora with the Truma Temeya once the prohibition of Chametz starts to be phased in, that Machlokis is only Bishesh, in the sixth hour, because it's not yet a Torah violation of Chametz, and therefore there's a discussion whether I can compare Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim to this case or not. Aval b'sheva, but once you've passed midday and you're into the seventh hour where it's a prohibition of the Torah, divrei hakol sarfim, everybody agrees you can burn it together, because we are all agreeing that it doesn't matter if the Truma under discussion is prohibited because it is a level of Tuma, or it's prohibited because of a level of chametz. As long as it's biblical, everybody would agree. Amalei Rabzeira l'Rav Asi, Neimar kasavir Rabbi Yochanan Masisim ba'avatoma de'oraisa uvelatatoma de'rabbanon. Are you telling me that the way to understand Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohanim, if you want to make the best comparison to the case of burning chametz, would be that the item in question is only a rabbinic violation? Omai midivreihem midivrei Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohanim. Omalei in? Yep, that's correct. If you want to make the strongest comparison from Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohanim to the case of Pesach, as Reb Meir does, you would be understanding Rabbi Chanina Sekana Kohanim as a case of meat that was only a rabbinic violation. Itmar Nami, we in fact were taught as such. Omer Rabbi Yechanan says, Masisim b'avatuma d'oraisa v'latatuma d'rabbanon, umay midivreyem midivrei Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKohanim. If you'll drop down to the bottom, it's a little bit beyond our session, but you'll see the way the Gemara finally understands more clearly the machlokas of Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Six lines from the bottom, at the end of the line, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya said, Hacha bebasa shenitma b'mashkin shenitma u'machmas sheretz. The case of Rabbi Chanina Segan HaKohanim would be that meat became tamei. That's the item in question, the lesser level of tuma. The case was liquid that became tamei from a sheretz. V'ozda Rav Meir l'taymei v'Rav Yossi l'taymei. And Rav Meir and Rav Yossi are really following established rulings that they have given. Rav Meir l'taymei, Rav Meir holds in this case, where the meat becomes tamei from a liquid whose origin was touching a sheretz. Tumas mashkim l'tamei acherim d'rabbanon. That when liquid is going to make this meat tamei, it's only rabbinic. And therefore, Rav Meir holds, this is a very smooth comparison to the case of burning chametz before Pesach during the sixth hour when it's rabbinic. Rav Yossi l'taymei, and Rav Yossi holds, like his shita, the Omar Tumas Mashkin l'tamei achirim de'oraisa, that this liquid whose origin of tuma is coming in contact with the sheretz, it will make the meat it touches biblically forbidden. And therefore, he holds that it's only a comparison to the case of chametz before Pesach during the seventh hour, because he wants it to be tamei mid'oraisa. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.